South Africa's number one breakfast show.
According to the Liberty Radio Awards 2019.
East Coast Breakfast.
So you may have heard of the Freedom Challenge before. It's an off-road cycle race in South Africa. It has a few different sub-races, but the main race is called RASA, Race Across South Africa. So the Race Across South Africa takes place normally in June, July each year. It is 2,300 kilometers non-stop, self-navigated mountain bike race starting in Pietermaritzburg and ending in Wellington in Cape Town, right? But it's off the road. There's no roads. This is foot tracker stuff, right? And riders are allowed a maximum of 26 days to complete the ride. Give you an idea, took the foot trackers 2 years. They're doing it in 26 days on a bicycle, no oxen. These guys are crazy. It's proper crazy. But joining us in the studio right now is someone from KZN who's taking part in this race, Bryn Roberts. How's it, Bryn?
Hello, Darren. How are you doing? Thanks for having me, guys.
You're a madman, man.
Yes, thank you.
How long have you been a man?
Two-part question. I would say I've been cycling for probably 15 years, and I consider myself mad for the last 6 months for taking up this particular challenge. So, yeah, it's hectic.
Is this, I can't think of anything else, is this the most grueling cycle race out there?
Well, they talk about the top five endurance mountain bike events around the planet, and I believe it's in the top five in terms of duration, in terms of where you're cycling. You know, you're crossing six different mountain ranges, you're going through seven different, it's long and it's hard. So, yeah, it's not called the Freedom Challenge for nothing.
Darren introduced this race. He said non-stop, but obviously you have to go to the loo and sleep. Are you carrying a bag of some sort with a tent, or is it, are there places along the way where you can stop and sleep?
Like is there like El
Camino vibes?
It is absolutely non-stop. It's a navigational event, so you carry what you need for the entire duration on your back, typically between a 25 liter and a 30 liter backpack, and you carry pretty much everything you need for the ride. You're carrying your medically, you're taking things like space blankets, etc. If you get caught out after dark, you're going to sleep wherever you are. Yeah. However, you are navigating to farms, to farmhouses, to sheds, to farmers that keep you for that particular evening. Oh, but in between, you're taking your food, you're taking your provisions, you're taking your medical stuff, and obviously spares for your bike. You've got to complete the challenge on that particular bike, and you've got 2,300 k's mileage where you've got to keep that bike healthy as well as obviously yourself. It's 2,300. We're doing 20 days. So some short days we're doing 90 k's, and the longer days we're about 185 k's down in the Western Cape.
So you're riding a comrade's every day.
That's kind of like where we're at. It's somewhere between 9 hours a day and 15 hours a day on the bike.
So are you going to take Gerda Steyn with you?
Sure, under 6 hours, I'd love to have her with me.
Are you saying that Gerda runs faster than you ride?
Absolutely.
What are some of the other things that might leave out, forget, like, oh, by the way, take this? Because you're in the wild as well. Like, is there that element? What do you have to do to prevent that?
You know, as I mentioned before, you're crossing six different mountain ranges. You are going through a series of different game reserves as well as nature reserves. One of the reserves we go through, which is quite interesting, is a place called the Bavians Kloof. Mm. And through the Bavians, you've got buffalo, which have proven to be interesting over the last few years. So from a safety factor, Sanparks they give you a guide through that particular day of the park, because you do cycle through herds of buffalo. There have been instances where the buffalo have got a bit antsy. So when it comes to that, you know, we are covered. But the real issues here are the cold. Obviously, we're cycling through winter, and the closer to Cape Town you get, the rain becomes a factor. Yeah. So the gear that you have becomes intensely important in terms of thermals. You know, when you're riding out there, I start every morning at 5 o'clock, so you're riding from conditions of -5 right up to 30 degrees. So those are the elements are more the issue here rather than the wildlife.
Don't you have a job? Like, how do you put a month aside to go mad like this?
That's a very good question as well. You know, I fortunately have a very, very able and a fantastic partner who runs our business for us, which is fantastic. I am self-employed, and I get that, it's 3 weeks out of your time. I'm also a father, which also has an impact. So it's a massive sacrifice. It's huge, you know, both financially, with the business as well as family, you know.
Yeah.
My boys have to be very understanding, and they've had to be understanding over the last 5 months with the training and the weekends and the long rides and et cetera, et cetera.
So, Bryn, everything we're talking about, I mean, I'm just going to say it as pleasantly as I can. It sounds pretty horrific, like this whole endeavor. So why are you doing it?
Yeah.
For what reason?
I've probably been cycling for about 15, 20 years, Kerry, and I've done a few of the shortened versions of the Freedom Challenge. So, you know, the race is split up into three different categories. You can ride shorter elements of it. You can ride from Maritzburg to Rhodes, which is 600 k's. You can ride from Rhodes to Craddock, another 600. I've done a few of those. And the natural step, and I think it's been on my bucket list as a mountain bike and a few you're a mountain biker, you would know of the Freedom. You'd know of
this is your Kilimanjaro.
Yeah, this is my Everest. Mm. I'd like to call it, Darren. So it is one of the things that I'd like to say that I've done Rasa, and unfortunately you don't get anything for it. You get a blanket.
This is proper madness. We know that there's actually a deeper cause as well. You're doing something here. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So I'm not only running for myself as a bucket list factor here, but I'm also running for the Robin Hood Foundation that has a wonderful initiative. It's a Buy a Brick campaign, and it's for a creche in the Hammersdale area, Tando Labantwana. Mm. And I know you guys know about that particular creche. And I'm writing for those 37 kids that obviously need help in that creche.
Yes.
They need cash for things like plumbing, things like drywalling, and some things that need addressing within the creche, which is exciting. So, that for me is possibly the biggest factor here is writing for those little ones out in Hammersdale and hopefully, you know, creating a bit more awareness and creating a bit more, financial, reward for those guys and kids.
Okay, nice. All right. So you're doing this mad thing. Tick on the bucket list. Raising funds for Tando Labantwana, which translates to love for children. Lack a tick over there. They do amazing work. Those kids would literally have zero, nothing.
That's right, yeah.
We're talking about the most horrific forms of homelessness and abuse had it not been for Tando Labantwana. So I'm glad Robin Hood has come along and that they want to do. They're doing a buy a brick.
That's exactly right, yeah.
How does the public get involved?
So the public can buy a brick. I think it's 10 rand a brick that goes towards raising funds for the creche, and that's obviously administered by the Robin Hood Foundation, Kim Jones. So yeah, they can go into the site and they can via Zapper buy a brick through the foundation, and it goes directly to anything from 10 rand right up to I think they're looking for up to a quarter of a million rand, 300,000. So we've got some pretty amazing corporates already on board that are looking at putting some worthwhile amounts to that fund. And obviously if you're a mountain biker, if you're a weekend warrior and you know us and you know what I'm trying to do, it'd be lucky to just go on board and just zapper it, a little 10 rand donation, every so often. Obviously you guys are following me throughout the route, which is interesting.
10 rand, it can be increments of 10 rand.
Absolutely,
so 10, 20, 50, 100,
and if I may 000. Just drop in here quickly, I know we have worked with the Robin Hood Foundation before, and even though we are looking to get bricks, we can't actually accept actual bricks. So please don't arrive at the studio with actual bricks. So
this is a virtual brick,
that you can donate online. I mean, I know that the bank details are there for EFT, but obviously the Zapper is such an easy option. You literally point your phone at the screen, and it's done.
It happens. Well, we should actually get Kim on. We'll get Kim in here. We'll chat to Kim and the Robin Hood Foundation, get all the details. But for what we do know now, to sum up, is that Bryn Roberts is insane.
Summing it up.
Well, this is an amazing stuff that you're doing for the creche in Hammersdale, and it's your Rasa, it's your Everest. Bryn Roberts, good luck. We'll check in with you soon.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.